Eva Kaur, survivor of Auschwitz. Dr. Mengele, dies in Poland. By Breitbart Jerusalem on July 5, 2019. Warsaw, AFP, Eva Moses Kaur, a survivor of Auschwitz and the death camps. Infamous Dr. Joseph Mengele has passed away in Poland during a trip to the Holocaust site, sources said. The Romanian-born Kaur, who founded the Candles Museum in Terre Haute, Indiana and devoted her life to Holocaust awareness, was 85. We are deeply saddened to announce the passing of Eva Kaur, Holocaust survivor, forgiveness advocate, and founder of Candles Holocaust Museum and Education Center, the museum said on its Twitter account. It added that Kaur passed away Thursday in Krakow, southern Poland, during an annual trip organized by the museum that included a visit to Auschwitz, a former Nazi camp in the nearby town of Oświęcim. Only 5 days ago we recorded a testimony of Eva Kaur, an Auschwitz survivor, for at Auschwitz Museum Archive. Today came news about her passing away, the Auschwitz Museum said in a tweet late Thursday. Broken-hearted to inform you that Eva Kaur has passed away and will be buried in the U.S., Poland? As Chief Rabbi Michael Shudrich told AFP via text message on Friday that used the Polish spelling of her first name. Kaur testified in the 2015 trial of former SS officer Oskar Gröning, the so-called bookkeeper of Auschwitz, who was accused on 300,000 counts of being an accessory to murder of Hungarian Jews. During the trial, Kaur described her experiences at the hands of Mengele, who had a fascination for twins. She and her twin sister, Miriam, were 10 years old and managed to survive the regular mystery injections from Mengele, who was dubbed the Angel of Death. Kaur recalled how, suffering a high fever, she saw Mengele at her bedside, laughed sarcastically. "Too bad, she's so young. She has only 2 weeks to live," she recalled him saying. Crawling on the floor because she was unable to walk, Kaur said she went on to find her sister who had been injected with a substance to freeze the growth of her kidneys. "If I had died, Miriam would have been killed with an injection in the heart. Mengele would have performed comparative autopsy," she said. On January 27, 1945, the two watched as Russian soldiers liberated Auschwitz. They had smiles on their faces. They gave us chocolate, cookies and hugs. That was our first taste of freedom, Kaur said. Kaur's parents and two other sisters perished at the death camp. Auschwitz-Birkenau was built by Nazi Germany in occupied Poland. With 1 million Jews killed there between 1940 to 1945, the camp has become a symbol of Adolf Hitler's genocide of the European Jews. More than 100,000 other people also perished there, including non-Jewish Poles, Roma, Soviet prisoners of war and anti-Nazi resistance fighters.